This podcast is brought to you by Europa Aluminium Systems, the choice that lasts forever.
Athos, I believe it's time to get to a very special guest.
Yes, on our Wednesday grassroots segment, Nick, we are currently joined by the Earlwood Wanderers head under-16s coach, Jim Tatsis, who's guided his team to a massive grand final. Jim, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Athos. Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you? More importantly, you've guided the team to a massive game. Tell us a bit about the journey.
Thank you. And when you say guided, look, it's definitely been a collective effort, and I suspect there's some Greek heritage with a name like Athos, but it truly, there's this saying, it takes a village to raise a child. It does take a lot of people to develop and progress a capable team. So in that regard, beyond myself, Andy, Steve, Jim Nathan, who's even unrelated to the team in a way in terms of having a child in there or any connection. So a number of people there, Fotopoulos, Brian McCarthy and others that just constantly offer advice, support, conditioning, Wayne Robertson. So I won't ramble on too much about all those that do contribute, but I'm flattered that I'm considered as one of the leads of the team, but there's definitely a whole heap of people there. And it's been an exciting journey. You always start the year hoping that you can go deep into state tournaments. You've got the local competition to contend with, and we had a very good season there in the Canterbury District Soccer Football Association's competition in the 16-1s. Secured the minor premiership, which is something that you often strive for, meaning that gives you the opportunity to be invited into the Football New South Wales Champion of Champions tournament, which effectively is the local version of the Champions League. So all minor premiers from around the state then get invited to, if they meet certain other criteria, behavioural elements, performance elements. So it's not just necessarily the minor premiership that gets you there. So recognition of participation really is beyond just on-field performance. It is also a recognition of the overall performance and conduct of the team. So getting the minor premiership was a huge achievement. We then did go on to win the grand final as well, which was fantastic. But to go this deep into the Champion of Champions tournament, needing to beat teams that previously have come runners-up or winners of the Champions of Champions tournament last year, winners or runners-up of last year's State Cup finals, this year's State Cup finals, has meant that essentially we have been competing against those that over the last 24 months have been in the top two or four teams of the state across state tournaments. And we've managed to beat those hurdles to now come up against University of Wollongong this weekend in the grand final, who used to be Wollongong Olympic up to 2018 and got renamed. So excitedly nervous about the final. Anything can happen on the day. We believe we've got as good shot as any team to take it out, but really just now looking forward to a great day on Sunday.
And Jim, it's Nick here, and I just want to touch on last week's game, the thrilling semi-final penalty shootout win over Forest Kalani FC. How was that, you know, playing in a penalty shootout and getting the job done?
Trying to think of the right adjective, but I should say what I really enjoyed once the energy of the final whistle slips away from your mind is the camaraderie between the two teams. And win or lose, and I know it sounds cliche to say when you are on the winning end, but I think win or lose, on the day the boys just got together and congratulated each other on an excellent match. And within 24 hours, we were in touch with each other as coaches, looking to get together early in the new year to just have a kick around with no pressure. That's how much the boys enjoyed the game against each other. But definitely a quality match. It could have gone either way. In the end, you'd like to think that it was a deserved win, but you know, it all comes down to moments. And again, there was fantastic stage during the days, fantastic tackles, fantastic runs. So quality football. To get to the penalty stage, in the end, you just concede basically that really now it is up to just those individual moments. And our keeper just distinguished himself from the pack by actually pulling off three saves to secure us the penalty shootout, 3-1 essentially. So definitely, and the most humble person in previous games when he has a phenomenal match during regular time, he often at the end dismisses that to suggest that it's a team effort. But at least I think the penalty shootout gave him the opportunity to in the end reflect and accept for once the accolade of being the game changer and deservedly being the person that saw us through. So tense moments, exciting. And again, I think we're all still just seeing it as quite surreal that we've qualified through to the grand final by winning a penalty shootout over a team that, again, is definitely one of the top two, if not the one of the top four, if not the top two teams in the state at the moment in terms of quality and capability, post Killarney.
It's always great reaching a final, and even better when you do so in such a thrilling contest. Our guest at the moment is Jim Tatsis from the Earlwood Wanderers. And Jim, tell us a bit more about the club. How many registered players are there, and how can people get involved and sign up if they're looking for a team next year?
There is information in relation to registrations and history of the club on the website. So if someone just Googles EWFC for Earlwood Wanderers Football Club, there's a dedicated website and Facebook page with a lot of information, a lot of history. We celebrated our 90 years this year as a club. There are just over 1,000 players, over 55 competitive teams. There's then the six through to the under sixes through to the under 12s, which is non-competitive. We have a little Wanderers program for the 1 to 5 year olds. A disability program for those that wish to still play some sort of football, but under the circumstances can't just generally slot into a regular team. So there's a football experience catering for all boys, girls, adults of all capabilities, and it's a proud club. Peter Raskopoulos, I should throw a quick shout out to. He's a junior boy, then on to Sydney Olympic, and then captained the Socceroos. But someone that always makes time for the club and will be there on Sunday cheering on the team. Always makes time to come and give advice in terms of how to prepare for big matches, how to mentally take to the field. So, good club. A lot of information on the website about how to join the club if there's interest there, and contact details for those that can actually answer any questions directly if anyone wishes to just simply pick up the phone or send an email to someone.
Great to hear, Jim. Well, of course, if you are looking for a team next year to sign up for the Earlwood Wanderers, you can just hop on their website, check out the club's history, and it all should be there. Thank you very much for joining us this morning on Breakfast on FNR, and best of luck for the final.
Thank you. Thanks, Athos. Thanks, Nick. All the best for the rest of the day.